Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Babe.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is
Babe. So Laura and I, we've sat here for like 2 hours.
I came over an hour and 5 minutes ago, and then we were like, what are we going to talk about?
We're slow going.
And then, I was like, what are we going to do? And then Ryan was like, I don't know, but I just ordered a salad and I'm going to eat it. And I was like, okay. And then...
Well, so then we went through like 4 different genres of things we want to talk about so bad. Like being like, Laura being like, have you seen this person that's bathing on Instagram? And I'm like, oh my God, lol. And then we like talked about another person on Instagram who like, we don't know who she is, but she has like 200,000 followers and like, we're confused.
We're so confused. Perplexed.
And then we found...
It's a person that I've literally tried to Google. I've tried to Google like 10 times to be like, Who is this person? Like, does she have like?
What does she do?
What does she do for a living? How does she make money? Does she have famous parents? Like, why is she so?
She has hundreds and thousands of followers, and
I cannot for the life of me. I'm like, where did she come from? Like, who is she?
And it's so crazy because when Laura said that, I literally thought the same thing last week when I saw her.
Yeah,
because she comments on everyone's Instagram. Like, yeah, everyone's, mm-hmm. And you're like, who is this weird person?
Yeah,
that I've never heard of in my life.
I've never seen.
She's
like,
in the mix.
Yeah, but it's very much in the mix. It's a real mystery.
But it's about like, you know, social climbing and, you know,
yeah.
Networking.
But there's so many. I feel like, and especially in LA, there's so many like Instagram babes that like are around and have these like insane followings,
and they're like. Sell like one show every 4 years or like do like a bit part on Two Broke Girls or something like that,
but you're trying to figure out who they are and how they live their lives and you will never figure it out. It's just an eternal babe mystery, they're friends with
fellow famous babes.
Yeah.
So it's like they kind of just...
It's just confusing.
It's weird. It's very
but then we
confusing.
Were like, we can't like talk...
But we can't talk about that.
Everyone we wanted
we
to talk about
we
also...
We can't talk about.
No, we can't
not
talk
cheap.
About. It's not cheap.
I know, but we did... Okay, so we...
But, the, so we but talked we to landed, each other about it and
yeah,
lulled
we had
really
our own
hard.
Private babe episode.
Yeah.
But then also we talked about this one person who is like truly my favorite babe. She's truly insane. Laura kind of knows her. I've never met her before, but Laura used to know her.
She's on another level.
So then here's what we decided, because we've already released one episode on the Patreon, which I thought like we got more real on that, because it's like no one...
Yeah, and it was a great episode.
It's the same...
The Patreon episodes are essentially going to be the exact same episodes.
They're an hour and a half,
an hour and 15 minutes, and we do the same format. But I think the Patreon will afford us the ability to get a little more real.
Yeah, a little more personal
about
yeah.
our feelings. And we can like talk about things.
Because no one's listening to it. I mean, there are people listening.
Well, yeah,
it.
No, we have like 166 patrons.
But
the audience
private,
is small and contained, and there's a circle of trust.
I feel like there's an honor code, because I feel like we're going to... So basically, like we're like, we can't openly talk shit about this girl that you kind of know. And like,
but we can't on the Patreon.
We can talk about certain babes.
On the Patreon, and we will.
But we don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I want to preface it also that I'm not just here to like talk shit about random women. Like,
no, oh my God,
because
stop.
That's like I truly am like
no
I'm weirded out about that because I'm like I'm,
I know
I'm like that in private, not in public.
Honey,
I'm girl power.
Feminism.
Feminism equals. Feminism equals friendship.
Well, no, but it's like there is. Now more than ever, it's such a performative feminism. Like, it's such performative. Like,
yeah.
It's so performative.
Feminism
it's like,
equals friendship.
It's like powerful women, like, gathering together and, like, being like, but also, like, it's the same, but, like, when you really know those people and you know, like, the interpersonal dynamics, like, you know it's all bullshit and they all, like, hate each other and it's, like, twisted.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Like, The Wing kind of darks me out.
Okay, here's my thing about The Wing.
What?
I love it. I'm so for it. I can't wait till it comes to LA. I hope maybe they'll like give me a discount or something, or just like allow me to like vibe there. But I love it because I do think that having a space for females only of is course. Amazing.
I agree.
The only people I've ever heard talk shit on the wing are men. And it truly is because I think it really pisses men off that there's a space that they can't go.
That's not me.
I think deep down there's a little shred of that.
No, that's not why. The reason why it feels like to me that it is a high school cafeteria that has been painted pink. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, and also it's like so expensive. So you're basically just getting only rich women.
Well, it's a social club.
And then, yeah, rich women and like social influencers that are joining. So it doesn't really feel like it's not providing like a safe haven for women that don't make a certain amount of income. And,
but do you know its business model? Like, do you know the prices and how it works?
It's like $400 a month.
For everywhere?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not cheap, babe.
That's also not that crazy. Like, when you compare it to, like, a Soho house or
a Noia house.
That's
true, like a WeWork or whatever.
Yeah, like...
No, okay, fine.
And I'm sure that they probably have, like, sliding scale and they're aware... Because I feel like the creators are, like, socially conscious and, like...
I'm obsessed with Audrey.
I love her.
I'm so confused by her, but I'm, like, into it.
I've been obsessed with Audrey Gelman for years.
Audrey Gelman doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's do a deep dive into her bio, because
I love her.
No, I know. I love her, too, but I'm just saying she doesn't make a lot of sense. So, basically...
She's A, beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Be chic.
So hold on.
She came on my radar when she was dating Terry Richardson.
Well, hold on. We need to rewind the tape. So she's Lena Dunham's best friend.
Yeah, but I knew of her before I even knew of Lena Dunham.
Oh, twist.
Yeah.
Why?
Honey, I've been on the tip of certain women for a long time.
Okay, fair
my
enough.
Female inspiration.
Yeah, right.
Hashtag feminism. So hashtag Audrey, strong women.
Audrey. Sisterhood.
Hashtag sisterhood. Yeah, so I was like...
So Audrey was like a political... She like worked for like the mayor or something. Or she worked for like the commission of like New York. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She had some political job. Then in a weird twist, she like randomly would guest star on Girls sometimes. And she also dated Terry Richardson. So she
but was... She, I think, dated Terry Richardson before any of that.
No, like, no. She was dating Terry Richardson while Girls was happening. Because Lena Dunham did a photo spread with Terry. Because she was like friends with the guy. It was mm-hmm. a whole thing. And she had like apologize for it because she has to apologize for existing. So she dated Terry Richardson, which was kind of crazy.
Which was crazy, but it was before. Like a, it was before kind of he was exposed.
No, babe, it was post. So he was exposed.
He's been exposed like four times.
Four times.
So
exactly.
It was like in the second time
the
when
second,
people were like
the
okay,
second
but
wave
whatever.
Of being exposed.
It was not. Yeah, it was not.
Yeah,
she wasn't dating him. And this sounds bad to say. And I mean, it is what it is. Like I don't mean it. I'm not like discounting anything he does because he's obviously a fucking pervert.
He's
creep.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Yeah. But like. There was a moment when it was like you would expose someone and everyone was just like, whatevs, anyways, and like, it's fine, like, not, like, just
right.
being like,
it
no.
wouldn't stick, it wouldn't stick.
Yeah, it would just be like, okay, cool, thanks for
fair
weighing
enough.
In, yeah.
Okay.
And so she dated him during the cool, thanks for weighing in era of, like, pre-Me Too. No, it really was.
No,
was
I like, agree.
You could just
like,
be like,
Jezebel did, like, a report on it.
Yeah,
and
there
like,
were
whatever.
So many reports,
yeah.
like, models came forward,
yeah, like,
and everyone was
like,
just like,
lol.
They're like, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. You're so brave. He is gross. Anyways, let's date.
They'd be well. It was really only sites like Jezebel that said like
yeah.
he's gross. Like everyone else was just kind of like,
Like he didn't have any like repercussions from his career
no.
from that.
And so then
I don't think he works really that much anymore now.
I don't know
what
his deal is. I don't really follow. But then
so he dated Audrey.
So he dated Audrey,
which
and
I
then,
was obsessed with.
Yeah,
it was
I was
just
obsessed.
So weird.
And then they broke up. And she has, and
who's
now
she,
she's like
she
married.
Now?
Huh?
She's married.
Yeah.
To who?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care about him. I care about her.
You know who I was Googling the other night randomly? Lily Sobieski.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what happened to her? Turns out she just got married and had some kids and hasn't acted since 2012.
Yeah, but she's also, I think, a socialite. Like, she came
she's
from,
gorgeous.
Like, a very rich family.
She's stunning, and she's an artist now.
Yeah,
course.
A classic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and, like, lives in a Tribeca loft.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
no. It's,
yeah.
She's fine.
She's fine.
She's always been on, the like, a New York social circuit scene.
I like that she just kind of, I mean, I'm obsessed with actresses that quit acting. I think
oh,
it's
yeah.
actually
like,
really...
Bridget Fonda,
oh,
my hero.
She's out.
Yeah.
She's out. Phoebe Cates.
She's little, like... Got with Danny Elfman and was
like,
cool,
bye.
I'm never working again.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Well,
are you kidding?
I feel like she like reached, she like turned 40 and she was like, okay, there's literally like, I'm basically going to play the grandma of like my love interest that I played 2 years ago. So like,
but I also, why would you want to go from being like Bridget Fonda, like hottest, like interesting actress, to then being like competing? You like, why would you want to be like auditioning and like competing in like a cutthroat world? Like, I would just be like, I'm living in Bel Air now. And yeah, like, yeah.
Her last movie was Lake Placid. Did we talk about this?
No way.
Oh, I was talking about someone else with this. I love that I talk about Bridget Fonda all the time.
Oh, I love Bridget Fonda.
Yeah.
She was have a shrine to her in my apartment.
You do. She was in this movie, Lake Placid, which was about alligators.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty placid.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So we got off topic about Audrey. Do we need to close that loop? Or?
Oh, no. I mean, look, yes, I'm so supportive of The Wing. I think wait, stop.
You are a fucking babe for that, because you literally come out the gates with like, and you know what I don't like about The Wing, and I don't like it at all.
We actually are forgetting to mention like the big news item of the week, which is that the fucking New York Human Rights Commission is investigating The Wing for being exclusionary to men. You haven't heard about this?
No, that's fucking bullshit.
No, it's insane. It's so stupid. Yeah.
I'm telling you, though.
How have you not known about that? Are you, like, living under a rock?
Babe, I live in my apartment, and unlike you, who just, like, takes meetings all day, I work and edit and write.
I work all the fucking time.
I'm done Don't with you shaming me about not knowing about The Wing news. Some things go past me by, but now I'm in the know. And guess what?
So yeah, The Wing is being investigated, which is total bullshit.
But that's a classic, because, and I've heard, not to call you out, but also I'm going to call you out, what? Is that I've heard you and another guy that we're both like friendly Who? With.
Oh, okay.
You and this guy like got on like a fucking Wing tear where you just like,
I don't remember this.
I remember it.
I honestly
clearly,
don't remember this.
Where you talk shit about The Wing and you both were like, that's bullshit. And I was like, literally
because
sitting
it does
there,
feel
I
like was, high like, school cafeteria.
Yeah,
it
because
does.
You're not invited because you're a man. And I truly think that men,
is not true.
I think
honestly,
that there's a shred
that
of that.
That is not true.
There is. A
I
shred
actually
of that.
Totally. Truly think
it would be
the
actually
mark.
Really
I think
cool.
for men I think for a lot of men
I'm not
you're
saying
right.
that's the reason that you don't like it. I'm saying there's a shred of that just embedded into your DNA as a member of the male species, that when something excludes you,
I think women should definitely have their own co-working space. Like, men are terrible.
Yeah
I support that wholeheartedly. I want a co-working space where I don't have to deal with straight men. That would be my euphoria.
Like a coffee shop where you don't have to do that.
Yeah, where it's all gays. Actually, there is this coffee shop in East Hollywood called Cuties. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's like a very gay coffee shop. Maybe I should go work there.
Yeah.
Because I fucking hate it. Because I go to a coffee shop every day and you know what I see? I see straight guys
hitting
come to the barista. Yeah, it's so like being like, hey, like just and like they'll be like, hey, what do you want? And they're like, oh, a latte. So my band is playing a show next, and they're like, cool, like, go fuck yourself. Like, literally, like, they get into them into such, they trap baristas into, like, non-consensual storytelling all the time. Like, because they can't go anywhere. The baristas are trapped.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's so fucked up, and I'm, like, sitting there on my computer being like, can you please fucking read a room and go home?
Yeah, like, this
psycho.
Person is working.
Like,
this
there needs
their
to,
job,
yeah.
And their job does not include,
like
making
talking
you
about
feel like
you
you're
and your stupid band. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, making, like, fluffing your ego. Total
Anyways,
non-consensual storytelling.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, all men are kind of weirded out when they don't get included.
I don't think that's true for me.
Okay.
I really don't.
We can agree to disagree.
I get what you're saying about that for other guys, but I really, like, my main thing is that, like, whenever you mix capitalism with, like, progressive politics, it can get tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying it's a tricky area. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fair enough.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Someone wants to join The Wing.
Oh, I've wanted to join The Wing since
well,
I literally heard
opening.
About it. I know.
How Believe, do you know that?
Because I signed up for their mailing list and said, I want The Wing in Los Angeles. And I've been like on constant Wing updates.
We're
going
to get, we're going to have to get more Patreons for you to afford a membership at The Wing.
Know,
you should things, work at The Wing. That
yeah,
would be really good
duh,
for you.
That would be so fun.
But that's
I would
literally
love it
like
there.
Half your rent.
That's not half my no, rent.
It's
that's
it's
like
a quarter.
A quarter.
Actually, it's
that's
20.
Actually
yeah, it's 20%.
Rent. Okay, let's not like tell everyone how much my rent is, even though I'm not ashamed of it. But
yeah.
like,
are you ashamed?
No, I mean I live beyond my means in my
no,
apartment space,
I don't
but
think...
it actually is like
it's your sanctuary.
It's my sanctuary, and I don't ever leave, so it's
what
fine.
Are you supposed to do? Get a roommate? As if?
Fuck no, yeah, I couldn't
exactly.
handle
no,
it.
No, it's fine.
So.
So wait.
But I love The Wing, and if you're listening and you are, in
I wish
the
there
wing,
was a, honestly, I wish there was a gay person wing.
Well, then maybe you should start
Emily,
one.
Emily Gold did this joke. She said they would call it the Wang, which I thought was funny.
That's cute.
Yeah, the Wang.
Yeah, cute. Maybe you should start one. I feel like that would be problematic. Because, like, how do you prove up, like, you're fucking gay? I think it could...
It would, like, be a charged atmosphere.
A gay person?
We'd be like, can I borrow a pencil? Like, cut to
but
us.
But only
like,
for gay men?
Yeah, only for gay men.
So lesbians aren't allowed. That's fucked up.
Well, no, they have their own...
LGBT
wing.
No,
they
but
have the wing.
If you want,
they have the wing.
But if you want a gay co-working space, shouldn't it be LGBTQIA friendly?
Of course it should.
But like, you want one for just
no. I want everyone. Stop spreading lies.
I'm poking holes in Ryan's narrative and exposing well, him you know for what? The male chauvinist pig that he is.
Selfishly,
lesbians,
I want...
if you're listening, what? I stand with you. I want your anger and your voices to be heard. Oh, don't even try going into Ryan's wing if you're bisexual. He'll laugh you right out the door.
That is not true.
That is true.
Bisexual men? Oh my God, come. Hear ye, come one, come all.
No, one bisexual butterfly tries to enter and Ryan refutes their sexuality. And
I believe in
shames
all,
them and sends them away.
I believe in all lesbians and bisexuals, just not Lara's bisexuality.
That's actually so fucked up. And I've had people reach out to me and support me and they don't like they don't like that you do that. And I don't like it either. And guess what?
I think I know more than they do.
The plight of the bisexual is as such.
I am so bisexual friendly. I support all
but
bisexuals.
But you don't support me. And I don't understand what I have to do to prove to you that I'm bisexual. Like, that, like, I don't understand. You well, say you like, know more than I do. What?
It's like...
I've like had sex with a woman. I've had sexual
you
encounters
have told
with women.
Me, I mean, you can cut this out. But you have told me like that when it comes to actually doing... Like real hardcore things.
Dating?
No, like eating someone out. That it's like not your journey.
No, you're confusing me with someone else. I said that it is my journey and that I like doing it and I was good at it and like made people come.
I could have sworn you
that
didn't
was
like
not
it.
Me, babe.
Oh, really? Am I getting my bisexual wires crossed?
Yes. That's what you thought of me this entire
yeah.
time?
Yeah.
No. Why would I? I would be a psychotic person if I said, but I don't actually like eating pussy. I think it's fucking gross. And then I tried to rep a bisexuality.
I'm not attract for me.
You are such a dick. I literally.
I thought it was you that told me
justice
that.
For bisexuals.
I thought it was you
that
told
was
me
not
that.
Me.
It's someone else.
I enjoyed right. eating pissy.
I
would
know that.
Gladly do it again.
I thought you would.
I
me
enjoyed
otherwise.
Giving a woman an orgasm. I'm getting kind of turned on thinking about lesbian sex right now. Like I genuinely like having lesbian sex.
All right. Well, then I didn't know that because
so
I thought you told me.
So now, do you officially on our podcast accept me as the bisexual butterfly that I am?
I don't know. For the answer, you're going to have to... The answer is going to come in our Patreon-only
no,
podcast.
No,
no.
No,
we
I'm
need
not,
more Patreons.
No, I'm not monetizing this. I want this to be for free.
Whenever you mix capitalism with progressive politics, there are problems.
Yeah, so this is just free. I need it to be out in the world that
okay,
you accept
then I,
me.
I accept you as a bisexual butterfly.
Wait, say I accept you. No. Lara Marie Shane Halls.
No, I'm yes. not saying your full name.
Why?
Because
that's part of my identity. I need this. I need this. You
which
need to
one's
bi?
Is it the Lara or the Marie or the Shane Halls? Which one's bi?
Take a wild guess. Marie's the lesbian.
Yeah, I know. Marie is the lesbian.
Lara's into cock and Marie's into pussy. No, tell me now.
Lara Marie Shane Halls is a bisexual.
No, that's not the sentence.
I don't know what it is. Tell
Say,
me again.
I, Ryan O'Connell. Except you, Lara Marie Shane Halls.
Except... You, Lara Marie Shane Halls.
As a bisexual.
As a...
Bisexual woman.
As a,
We're all waiting. Me and the fans. We're all waiting.
As a bisexual person.
And it needs to be all in a sentence.
As a bisexual person.
It needs to be all in one sentence.
I, Ryan O'Connell, accept you as Lara Marie Shane Halls as... A bisexual woman.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Even though you laughed, which was mildly disrespectful, and you've done nothing on this podcast except disrespect women, it's fine. I hope
what?
That all my fellow
women are you psychotic? Oh my God. You are just spreading lies.
I'm going to destroy your reputation.
I know. God. Jesus. You're
Thank
such
you.
A
I
liar.
I appreciate you saying that. I really
well, then
do.
You say, you, Ryan O'Connell,
Are
not
fucking asshole.
No, are not like you accept respect all women. What? Yeah.
I'll say it when
oh
I see it.
Oh my God. As if you say it now. Say it now.
I've seen Ryan O'Connell respect women, and this podcast episode has not been one of those times, but I do believe that he respects women.
Oh my God. Core. I want a gay man wing. That's not a problem. I want spaces where straight white men are not allowed. Like, yeah. I want most spaces to not be straight white men friendly. I don't love hanging out with them.
What's to like?
I don't know.
Not a lot.
No, I know. I
there want, are some things like, some good that ones. I've enjoyed, like, and some, there have been some straight guys that I've enjoyed and have been friends yeah, with and had a lot some. Of walls with, but it's just, they make it really difficult.
Again, they don't understand, like, when you're a straight white guy and you were born believing that this world was meant for you, you don't understand the amount of mental gymnastics people go through to appear palatable for the world. And if you don't go through this mental gymnastics every day, you can't quite understand. And there's just a level of entitlement that I find completely off-putting and undeserved.
Yeah. And like they're when they like flare up, the inability to even like accept that is like insane.
They can't deal with it. They can't face the fact that they have been privileged their entire lives, and they can't accept it. And I'm like, well, honey, like just listen. They have a really, really hard time listening.
Yeah,
like
they
have a profoundly like.
Well, also, it's like there's a reason that literally like every school shooter
is a fucking
straight white guy. Male. Yeah,
I know.
So,
and we're supposed to be scared of like what?
Like ISIS, like yeah. Muslim people?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, honey. Straight white males.
I see a fucking skinny straight white guy and I want to run for my fucking life.
Of course. I mean, you know, if they're not going to attack you, they're going to attack you with a boring conversation.
They're either going to bore you to death, yeah. shoot you, or rape you.
Yeah. Or maybe all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ.
You get the value pack.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry, straight white guys, but also not sorry. Like, but, get like, your fucking shit together.
We do have some straight white guys that listen to the podcast, I think.
Who is
that? Did we find out that a straight white guy listened to it recently? A friend of ours or something like that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I think some guys have tweeted us and said, and for that, I appreciate. I feel like those are like the good ones. There are some good seeds. I'm not, by no means are we saying like all straight white guys are bad. I'm just saying like if you're a good one, you should talk to the rest of your fucking crew.
I also think like the definition of a good straight white guy is like a straight white guy that doesn't mind being trolled.
Yeah,
like,
loll.
Who can loll and take the trolls. Like, because I think also like straight white men are not used to getting trolled at all, and mm-hmm. so they cannot do it. They like they get really upset, and they're just like, I'm just like, honey, it's time for the trolls. Oh, Todd, that's what I'm thinking about. Todd, a writer that I worked with on Awkward, I ran into him, and he was like, oh my God, I love Babe.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Hi, Todd.
Yeah.
What
he was
else?
He was like, can I come on the podcast? And I was
no.
like, we're not booking straight white men.
No, that's a no.
And he was like, I've been hearing that a lot lately.
I'm like, get used to it.
We want to talk about WACtresses. So there's been a lot going on. Everyone knows about the whole Beyonce getting bit in the face, which I don't give a shit about. Literally, like when I heard that, I was like, yeah, of course an actress bit her in the face. Like,
I
why
gave a lot
surprised?
Of shits about that.
You do care?
Yeah.
What are you
I mean,
about?
I just cared that it's like a thing that happened. Like it's just a crazy thing to do.
But like
to
it's
like,
not though cuz actresses
our patron
are crazy.
Saint Beyonce. It's like you just think that Beyonce is going to like
transcend
be,
that. Like no one would
yeah,
actually
Yeah, like
her.
You think that Beyonce could transcend like being cheated on. Like that wouldn't happen to her. She wouldn't get bit in the face by a crazy actress, but you realize that no one's immune to trolls. And Beyonce's just like us. She can get trolled like anyone else. So this Sanaa Lathan is the person that bit her in the face.
Who?
Sanaa. She was in Love and Basketball.
Oh.
And
I don't know her.
I was kind of sad
I'm not surprised.
To hear that.
Beyonce's life, it's kind of drama. I mean, you had like Solange beat up Jay-Z in an elevator. And like, you also have to remember like her childhood was legit stolen from her by her father. Like, do you remember watching those like Destiny's Child boot camps that she was in at like 7 years old when she
no.
like yeah oh honey Matthew like Matthew Knowles was just like bang bang childhood like
yeah
like he literally like
but Beyonce
her.
Also what I love is that she's so private like she controls
oh,
all
the
information that
yeah.
you know and I'm obsessed with
oh,
that
I'm obsessed
so
with
to
that.
Hear anything
except for the elevator stuff I think that was the one leak
yeah but like still we don't exactly know
we
like we'll never know.
Yeah. Do you think that Beyonce is mad at Tiffany for relaying the information or no?
I don't know. I mean, she called her out in a song, but she was like, had a lyric of one of her songs. It was like, you have to sign an NDA if you hang out with me, because like she did, but I don't think she likes any news about her being like spread by anyone.
She doesn't, so like I could see her like
being, I love that. I'm like, I could see her being mad at that, but like, I just love how private she is. I think it's the chicest fucking thing.
You've met her before, right?
Yeah, I met her twice.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at a Grammy party, and she complimented my sunglasses, and then I fucking fainted almost.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was just like, thank you. And then I met her again at like a Solange sometimes has like dance party, like dinner parties in LA, and like not like personal ones, but like you can like pay to go to these like gatherings, and they're really cool. And she does it through like her website brand, like collective or whatever. And they're really fun. And so I went to that, and then I met Beyonce again there.
I really didn't give a shit about her until she released that self-titled album, because I thought that was the first time I was like, oh, she like has something to say. I thought before that, like, it was kind of how I felt about Rihanna. Like, I didn't care about Rihanna until
Anti. Rihanna. I didn't care about Rihanna. If you were a pop star, your name would be Rihanna O'Connell.
Look, Claire used to call me Rihanna.
Ryan, our friend Ryan, calls you Rhonda.
Wait, really? Wait, he calls you Rhonda? Yeah. Wait, I've never Rhonda. Heard him call me that.
He calls you that to me.
Wait, are you serious? That's incredible.
Rhonda O'Connell.
Rhonda O'Connell? Stop. Why didn't you tell me this? It's the best.
I thought you knew that.
No.
Rhonda O'Connell.
Rhonda O'Connell.
You are Rhonda O'Connell.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
So, I didn't care about her until that album, because I was like, oh, she actually, like, it was such an interesting album. Whereas before, she just kind of made hits the way that Rihanna kind of made hits. And so I was like, cool, she's a good pop star, but like, what else is going on? So,
are you talking about the album she dropped where it was like out of nowhere? Yeah. Suddenly we just had an album with all the music videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
It was incredible.
That album's the best thing she's done.
I watched those music videos in bed. I was depressed, no surprise, and in a period where I wasn't getting out of bed. And I watched all those videos and just like, wept, but it felt good. It was like actually the one good thing that happened that day.
But basically, like, I feel like Beyonce is like an actress's mortal enemy, because she steals all focus. And if there's one thing I know an actress doesn't like, is when focus gets stolen from her.
Yeah.
So an actress who's like TBD and like worked, like was in Love and Basketball, which came out 20 years ago, right?
Something like that.
Like, I can see her like wanting to gnaw her face off a little bit. Because actresses
are just like getting too lit.
Because actresses are a little weird, and even the ones that are kind of normal are sort of just not normal, because
fame really warps
your brain.
It takes a certain level of babe to like want to be an actress.
I agree.
And I say that as someone that like wants to be an actress.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you have that. I don't want to be an actress. At all.
Yet you are. So I think you actually do.
No, I really don't.
Well, that is fucking rich. Insane. I'm here to check Rhonda O'Connell. Rhonda just came out the gates with some crazy
That
talk.
Is not true. I don't want to act.
Rhonda's in acting.
I have
acting.
No interest.
You're acting in your own show.
Because I have to.
Yeah, but like also.
No, because I literally have to. I do not enjoy it. I don't. Anyways. I don't.
Rhonda O'Connell is the exception to the rule. Wow. Congratulations. What's it like to be such a trailblazer?
I want to be like Nora Ephron. I want to be like a famous writer.
But don't touch me with your feet. Don't even think about doing it.
Okay. I'm just
kidding. I can. Okay. I like cannot.
Crazy.
I cannot handle if someone puts their feet anywhere near me, let alone like their clammy feet on me. And like Ryan just touched his foot to my leg, and I had a visceral reaction. The only person whose feet I'll allow on me is my sister's. Feet and hands are like a really big deal, I think, when you're like dating someone.
Oh, really?
For me, they are. Like, if like a guy's hands, like I'm very turned on by hands, and I like a nice hand, and then I also like a nice foot.
Okay.
Like my ex-boyfriend, like from college, love of my life, had like beautiful hands and feet, and I have yet to really be with someone that has like...
Well, maybe you'll meet the right girl and you know.
Mm-hmm. And she'll have beautiful hands and feet. Yeah, I would love that.
So wait, I want you to tell, it's my one of my favorite stories, now that we're on the topic of whackdresses.
I feel weird telling the story.
Seriously?
Kind of. I mean, I don't.
Babe, it's so
It was such a nightmare.
It is such a nightmare. And it's like, it is the definition of babe. And I feel like everyone knows she's a babe. I mean,
and maybe this person has become less of a babe. But I don't
We just read headlines that her babe is still active. She's still an active babe.
Okay. So this is my like best whackdress story. And actually, this night was the night that we created White Girl Problems.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a very significant evening. Wow. So I went out with a group of friends, and one of our friends in the group was also friends with the actress Olivia Munn. And this was
Olivia
back when
Munn and Dunn.
This was back when she was like just a host of like G4. Like,
I still don't know who she is. I have to say, like, she's someone who's always working, but I'm like, who is she?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, always pops up in things, but I'm like, I don't know who that is. I swear to God, I could not point her out of a crowd. Could not, would not.
So this was like pre her being like a movie star like she is now.
Movie star.
I mean, she's in like big action movies. She's like a star.
She's a star, but I would say she's
B-list. Do I consider her a star? No, not really. But like, does the world at all? I guess.
I would say
she is.
I think she's like a C-plus list.
I mean, I think that she's like, she goes B-. To like the Vanity Fair Oscar party. She like goes to things.
Yeah.
She's like around.
Okay.
I mean, I think she's like a star, unfortunately, for the world, but, like, great for her.
Yeah. Okay.
So we all go out and we go to this bar that
bar?
Was like H Wood that was in the Hollywood and Highland Mall.
Oh, God.
I know.
Laura.
So the corner of Hollywood. Babe, I was brand new to LA. I was like, lived in LA for like 1.5 years at this point. Like, I didn't know any better.
I went there for the first, I remember like my stepmom, like, had a dinner there once, and like I'd never been there before, and it was like truly like I felt like I was in hell.
Yeah,
I was like, what is this mall?
It was the worst. I did a semester in LA program through my college, and that's how I moved. That's how I like ended up. I moved to LA to like do this program, and I became friendly with the kids and the other students. And one of them was like, we need to all have like a dinner together. They organized a dinner at CPK in the Hollywood Island Center.
No.
And I went there. I was like 20 minutes late because I like couldn't figure out like how to get there, how
it
to park. And then
minutes.
I got there and I was like, whoever decided this, like I was like, you're dead to me. Like I actually didn't talk shit. And they were all like offended that I had said anything and it created a weird vibe. But I truly was like,
no,
I hate
shocking.
It here. But lo and behold, I ended up going there again for another like horrible evening. So we go to this club, H-Wood, that's like in a mall, which should be your first like sign that it's like not the Journey. And we're getting cocktails and it's like, it's early still. It's like maybe 10 p.m. Like the club is not crowded. And I find myself like sitting across from Olivia and like chatting with her. And I realized that she's from Oklahoma. Like, she lived in Oklahoma City for a while. And so I was like, oh my God, that's weird because I'm from Oklahoma City. So it's not like being from like, you know, it's like a small, it's like just a something to talk about.
By the way, I've never met a sane person named Olivia, FYI.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's like
it's a psycho
it's
name.
It's a name for a psychotic person. Yeah. And so I'm sitting across from her. I'm like trying to kind of ask her questions. I'm like, oh, you're from Oklahoma City. Like, I grew up there. And like, what area did you grow up? Like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like telling me what high school she went to. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, do you ever go back home? Like, often do you like go back to visit your family or anything? And she goes, no, I can't. I can't go back because too many vans drive by my house. And I go, sorry, wait, what did too many vans are driving by your house? And she goes, no, fans, too many fans drive by my house. And I was like, what fan? Like, am I missing something?
Yeah,
like fans?
Honey?
Also, like, Oklahoma City is not like, that's not like fan central. Like,
right.
You're pretty much off the radar if you're there. Like,
totally.
Unless you're like blasting out on the internet, like, hey, I'm home for a week and this is my address. Like, please don't drive by my house. Like, I don't think
I'm sure she did.
Really gonna go after like trying to find you. It was like a babe moment because you're like,
move.
Excuse.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, well, interesting. I guess that sucks, but like, sorry, you have to deal with the fans. And like, And then I think I was saying like what I did at the time, which I worked like at the Producers Guild of America. And I was like, oh, I work here. And she's like, stop. Just stop. What do you like want to do? Like, what are you trying to do? And I was like, no.
She said stop?
Yeah. She was like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? What do you want to do? She was drinking red wine and then she spilled like a few drops on her lap and she was wearing these like white jeans. And then I was like talking. I was like, well, you know, I'm like a writer. Like, I don't know. Like, I would really love to like fall. And she goes, ah! No, no. And like, she's like, I spilled a fuck. I fucking spilled red wine all over my jeans. She was like, there are paparazzi. They're going to see this. They're going to take pictures of the spilled wine on my jean. And I'm like, fans, paparazzi, like, where is this all adding up? Like, I'm not like getting how this all ties together. Like, yeah, I'm unclear.
So unclear. Were there paparazzi?
No. And also there were no paparazzi. I was like, there's no one in this club. Like, we are literally the only people here. And like, what paparazzi psycho. Were in a mall? Like, what?
Yeah.
So then she's like, decides that she's over it and she wants everyone to come back to her house and like, we'll go swimming. And so we like go drive up to her house in like the Hollywood Hills, and it was being renovated. So like all the inside was like just like a wreck because it's like she's doing like total renovations, like blah, blah, blah. But like the outside, her like pool zone was like great. And so she's like, okay, like I have swimsuits that everyone can borrow. Like, let me know if you need a suit and like I'll hook you up. And like some of the girls that we were with, they're like, we want suits. And she like gives them like swimsuits, which are like tiny bikinis, like sexy bikinis and like whatever. And they're like, hmm. And then I was like, oh, I need a suit. And then she looks me up and down and she's like, I don't have anything that's going to fit you. So, no. I mean, I guess you could just like wear some sweatpants, like these sweatpants and like this shirt. And she gave me a pair of sweatpants, like drawstring, like pajama sweatpants.
Wait, like to the ankle?
Maybe they were below the knee. They were like a capri, or they were like a pant, not even a short. It was a pant and a button up, like
a button up,
shirt.
No.
Yeah, like a plaid. You're supposed to go swimming up. I was like, whatever. Like, you know me. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'll fucking swim in it. Like, I don't care. And I was just like, she's trying to troll, but really the troll's on her. Because I'm just going to swim and, like, pee in the pool and, like, drink her beer and, like, do whatever I want. And so... And so I did that. I literally looked like a Survivor cast member. I was like, get out of the pool. My clothes would all stick to me. Everyone's in swimsuits, like Flirty Fun Fabulous. And I was like, sweatpants over here, like jumping up. I just touched
my I was like, when is she gonna notice?
Ooh, Ryan's feet are on the couch next to me, and I accidentally just touched.
There was a delay.
I touched it. Like, you touched it. I was like, ooh, what's that cold feeling? And then realized I'd been stroking Ryan's.
I was waiting for you to
clammy
notice.
Clammy foot.
I was like, what is she doing? Like, happened. Oh, I love it.
So I'm like swimming in sweatpants, and then these like two random dudes like show up, and their vibe
who
was
were
like
also famous.
Yeah, but I didn't recognize either of them. Right. I was just like, these dudes like kind of are giving me a weird vibe, and they kind of creep me out. I was just like, I don't want them near me, and I don't want to be near them. No, they just seemed like two like weird white guys. So they get to the pool, and I'm just like, I'm going to keep my distance from these people. Like, I'm not interested. Yeah. And just like swam around and lolled with my friends that were also there. And then we left, and my friend was like, oh my God, did you recognize who that one of those guys was? And I was like, no, who was it? And he's like, it was Jeremy Renner. And I was like, no, it wasn't. Like, you are lying. And he's like, no, it was. And I still don't know if I believe him.
No, I believe it.
Apparently it was Jeremy Renner. But
okay. Also so, kind of a who to me.
So the bottom line is that Olivia tried to troll me, but I'm kind of untrollable in that.
Well, Olivia is sort of just like trolling herself with her existence. Like, we... Like, let's read that.
So, like, she recently...
The funniest headline I've ever seen in my life.
I've always just kind of, like, followed her facial journey because I feel like she's gotten a ton of plastic surgery since then.
Right.
And, I mean, if you look at a before and after picture...
I don't even know what she looks like, so... And you could show me anything, and I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but if you look at a before and after picture, it's, like, her face... She has a different face now. And... And so then I became I became aware of an interview that she gave that, like, I think I've read this. People tried to call her out for having plastic surgery and having a totally different face. Yeah, they were like, "Hey, what's the deal with your face? Like, did you change your face? It's totally different than how your old face used to be." And she gave this interview that was insane. Olivia Munn is silencing internet trolls once and for all. On Tuesday, the X-Men Apocalypse beauty penned a lengthy Instagram post explaining why her appearance has suddenly changed following an onslaught of comments from fans and critics alike. So literally everyone's like, "Hey, what's up with your new face? Right. Like, what plastic surgery did you get?" And she's like, "Stop trolling me. I want justice for my face," and like is coming forward with the story. She goes, "Ask anyone who knows me and they'll tell you I love research."
Okay, sure. Babe? Love that. Love that sentence.
Convinced that there's got to be natural, healthy ways, i.e. not only rich and connected can do it, to keep your skin from aging, I do lots of research, the actress wrote. Who says guys are the only ones that can get better with age? We're going to turn that myth around if we share what we learn from with each other. So here are the four skin tips I've learned.
Shared doctors.
Here are the four skin tips I've learned just over this past year that really helped the texture and shape of my face.
Shape. You can't change the shape of your face with cream.
So she posted...
That's not true. Like,
she posted a side-by-side snap, like, comparing her face from 2015 versus her face from 2016. Old face and new face. Yes, they look incredibly different. She says, one, I lost 12 pounds this past year while training for X-Men. I kept it off by coming up with an hour workout I do a few times a week. See, yeah, I told you. She's like a fucking celeb. She's so, like,
who knows? I want to know from the readers if they know who the fuck she is.
Do you know? Do you care?
Yeah.
Do you consider her to be, like, A-list? Or do you...
Definitely not A-list.
Do you feel any certain way? Yeah. Does, like, anything resonate?
Totally.
Are you alive at this point? Have I completely alienated you with a Hollywood story?
I think they're real awake.
So then she's like, working out is great for skin, blah blah blah. Her second tip is, like, she reshaped her brows. Okay. I do my own brows and always thought they were supposed to have a high arch, but then a facialist pointed out to me that I was shaping my brows into a frown. So then I let the top of my brows grow, which is never fun because it looks spotty. Then I plucked the bottom, gave my brows a more horizontal angle, and instantly brightened my eyes. So she's
just babying the fuck out.
Yeah,
right,
she's
now
been called out for, like, all sorts of plastic surgery, and so she's just going down the line and telling you the things that she didn't actually
But it really truly is the definition of doth protest too much.
No, it's insane. It's a true babe. Yeah. Like, the way to do it is you just say nothing. Never say a single word and never speak to it. You do go the Beyonce babe route where no one will ever know.
Yeah.
Then three.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
I got rid of sunspots. I love my freckles, but over the past couple years, I've seen more come up and merge with other freckles to make large dark spots. Dark spots prevent your skin from reflecting light and gives you a dull complexion. So the past year, I've been diligently using my Proactive Mark Fade. And so she's plugging in a sponsor.
Great, great.
So then four, and this is the one that's the most insane thing that anyone's ever said in the history of denying that they had plastic surgery. Four. I've talked a lot about this before, and I still stand by it. Japanese potatoes that are high in hyaluronic acid help keep wrinkles away. Look up this video, Connie Chung Yuhizara, to learn all about it. There are hyaluronic acid pills and vitamins, but I think that the best way to get it in your system is by eating them in foods that naturally have them. I'm still looking into what gets rid of the lines that develop around your neck. I think it has to do with tension, and acupuncture might be the answer. When I find out more, I'll let you know.
Oh my God.
So she basically said that she ate a lot of Japanese potatoes and then it changed the entire structure. It changed her bone structure, and she did not get vast amounts of plastic surgery to look like she does now. She owes it all the Japanese sweet potatoes. So I think we need to go on like a Japanese sweet potato diet.
The only food that changes my face structure is like when I'm binge eating fattening foods.
Yeah. And like, I mean, weight loss will change like the whatever's happening like underneath my chin. Like in
my
that
God,
area.
That's my first sign of weight gain.
Oh, same.
I'm like, photos. Ooh. Yeah. I took photos with Steph the other day at like Tabula Rasa and we were like, there was a lot, it was like not good.
Yeah.
Was,
I mean, that's the like a place where definitely, but like your face is not going to drastically, no. Your bone structure is not going to alter itself. No. And then suddenly like your face looks different. Like just so, but if you're looking for a hot tip and I want to know from readers, have you tried eating copious amounts of Japanese sweet potatoes to
change
your face?
Where do you even
get
Japanese sweet potatoes?
You can get them at like Whole Foods or some shit.
Okay.
They're really delicious. So now I'm curious and I just want to know, like, have you ever changed your face from eating potatoes or any other food to the point that someone accused you of having plastic surgery and you had to say, stop, I do not accept these trolls anymore and I want to put it to bed and let you know that I ate like leeks for a week and my face changed and that's that.
And do you think Olivia Munn was threatened by Lara's beauty and talent and that's why she made her with her sweatpants and a button down in a pool? Because I do. So I have, on the subject of actresses, well, we just talked about actresses that we don't like, but I want to talk about an actress that I love. And I think that she is so exemplary of being a babe and then turning into a babe, which is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
So I've been obsessed with Drew Barrymore. Yeah. I've been Little Girl Lost and Little Girl Found. Mm-hmm. So I love Drew because I actually don't think that she gets work done because she's 43. She looks 43.
Yeah.
Like she might get facial, but I really think she's sort of natural. Like she has wrinkles. Like, and it's so funny because when you see an actress at 43 who's aging naturally, it really makes you realize how distorted your view of aging has become because everyone is getting work done. Mm-hmm. Like you literally look at her and you're like, what's wrong with her? And you're like, oh, she's just not it, like fucking going ham.
Yeah, there's been some actresses that I've looked at them and I've been like, oh my God, has that person had plastic surgery? And I try and figure out what they've had done. And then I realize like they probably haven't had anything done. They just like haven't done it.
Drew seems very natural to me. Like she just kind of gives truly no fucks. Like she kind of like will show up.
She also
disheveled.
Doesn't have to give.
She doesn't have to give any fucks. And like she kind of just shows up to things disheveled and kind of like, woo, you know what I mean? Like she just, you know what I mean? She's always been like a healthy body size. Like she's never been too thin. Like I just kind of am so here for her. And I also think it's insane/fascinating that she went from being in rehab at like age 14 to now owning her own wine.
Yeah. And she like drinks. And
she drinks
stuff.
Openly. Yeah. And when you're that young, exactly. Like it's not like you might not be like a true addict. You might just be, you know, it might be circumstantial.
Yeah. And I really relate to Drew's like journey because I feel like when I, during my period of like age 15 to 17, like heavily into drugs and alcohol, like I don't identify as like a drug addict or an alcoholic.
You
but
had an unhealthy
at that
relationship
time,
with it then.
I had that exact behavior.
Yeah, because they were using it to you know, numb the pain. So anyway, I watched her on Watch What Happens Live, which is truly my favorite show because it's like the one show where celebrities just act normal. And if they're not normal, it comes off really clear. Mm-hmm. So I love it. So basically, it's like an anti-publicist, you know, dream. So she was on with Timothy Olyphant, who I'm so attracted to, obviously.
He's so hot.
But babe, he was such a dick. Okay, so
really?
Here's what happened. So Drew literally shows up just like
I'm like, really? A straight white man acting like a dick?
Well, so here's the deal.
I've never heard of such a
Drew
thing.
Drew just like again shows up her usual Drew self, Frumpty Dumpty, and she's drunk, which I'm obsessed with. She's just drunk.
She said she was drunk?
No, but she's drunk.
She's drunk.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, and like Andy Cohen said in one, like being like, I love that you're drinking tonight in like kind of a shady way.
Oh,
he was just like, I love that you're drinking tonight. And it was just sort of like, okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just like AKA, I love that you're getting wasted and giving me good TV. So basically what happened was a lot of the things were revolved around Drew being Drew fucking Barrymore, AKA Hollywood royalty, because she is. and Timothy Oliphant could not deal with the fact that she was getting more attention than him. So he would, every time she would share an anecdote about like going to like one of Carrie Fisher's parties or like knowing Steven Spielberg, Timothy Oliphant would be like, yeah, me and Steven are big old pals. We go way back. Like me and Steven or like me and Carrie Fisher.
God.
Yeah. And he was like, I can't, he literally be like, ugh, Drew, I can't handle this. He literally be like, I can't handle this. He would just nag her. He would nag her the entire, he was nagging her the entire show. And it was like, clearly he could not handle that she was a bigger star than him. It was insane. He like was malfunctioning and he was trying to be like too cool for school. That was his whole vibe, being like, yeah, exactly. He's like, you know, then he'd just make these uncomfortable jokes and be like, yeah, when I was hanging out with like Courtney Love, like, no, just kidding. She said that, Andy said something that she did when she was in her 20s, and Timothy Oliphant goes, I was bartending when I was in my 20s. And I was just like, can you actually not, like, can you shut the fuck up? Ugh, like, stop stealing Drew's light. I know, he was just like a fucking insecure, straight white guy, not being able to handle the fact that Drew Barrymore is like wildly more famous than him.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed at him.
Like, shut the fuck up, Timothy Oliphant. Like, I know. Do your thing.
I know,
people
shut
think
up.
You're hot. Like, it's fine. You're fine. Just like, shut the fuck up.
I know. And it was so weird because like, he was being mean to Drew, and Drew, I truly think, is just kind of out to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, she doesn't give a shit. She sort of is like,
Drew has bigger fish to fry than like Timothy Oliphant throwing a shit fit.
She's
like
sort
on
of
Watch
like,
What Happens
to me
Live.
Like, Drew Barrymore is sort of like beyond a troll because she's
untrollable.
She's sort of like not of this earth a little bit. Like her feet are not firmly planted on the ground, and I say that in the nicest way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just sort of like, she's just kind of kooky. Like, you could just see, like, nothing really penetrates her. And she's also, like, really honest. Like, she talks about, then I fell down this, like, deep K-hole with, like, celebrity, like, her interviews, mm-hmm. you know? And mm-hmm. it's like, I just,
what?
It's great. No, it's just great. She's
what
always on,
the best
she's always on Ellen, which is, like, funny. And Ellen's always, you know, weird. I think watching Ellen interviews are so fascinating because she's so sweet until she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always like one moment where you can see like her actual inner demon come out and it's like weird. You know what I mean?
I don't watch a lot of Ellen interviews, so I don't know.
But anyway, So anyway, like Drew talked about joining Raya and was like, literally being like, guys were trolling me on Raya. Like a guy literally said to her, like, he was like, yeah, I can go out with you. I'm free from 7 to 8. And she was like, okay.
Ew, God, though. Like,
and then her husband,
Raya is her only option.
Her ex-husband was like, what are you doing on Raya? And she goes, what do you mean? And she was like, I thought I canceled it. So she like can't get off Raya. She like doesn't know how.
I love that.
I know. I just love her. She honestly seems like truly like relatable and fun. I mean, maybe not relatable. I mean, she's probably totally
relatable.
Weird.
I was like, what she's part totally of Drew's weird. Life do you relate
she's
to?
She's totally weird, but like in a delightful way. I just really like her. I think that like her narrative is so fascinating and she's lived so much. And like she has this very sunshiny vibe, but I think she has to be that way. That's like the only way she could do like to survive what she's mm-hmm. been through. You know?
Yeah.
I know. I like Babe's success stories.
Yeah. She definitely went from babe to babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she babed out really young. It's kind of crazy when you think about the fact that she was literally getting wasted at 9 years old.
I know. That's insane.
At 9 years old. And you're also like, how did that not affect her developmentally, too?
Well, it probably
like,
did.
It probably
had. I mean, honey, it probably did.
I know.
But also, who's like seeing a 9 year old party and is just like, lol, anyways?
She's
like,
just like blowing cloak at like 10.
Who's like at a club and like partying with a 9 year old and just being like,
it's fucking
whatever.
Insane. Yeah. It's fucking like, and then I read this, like, I saw this interview where she was on Oprah, which Drew was as when she was 15, just recently sober with her mom, Jade, who looks like a total babe.
Mm-hmm.
Jade.
Well, looks Jade is
psychotic.
Like a babe.
Psychotic. Yeah.
I they have like
estranged.
A really, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't say, you're like, mom, why'd you do this?
Oh my God. You need to give me all these links because I want to watch them. And I want to also post them. You have to post them.
Okay. Drew looks amazing, by the way. She looks radiant. And Jade, like, so Oprah, of course, is like giving her the business, being like, what did you do? How did you let your daughter, blah, 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 blah. Cause she'd be like, how do you get access to alcohol? She goes, well, I would like go to bars and go like,
it's, how do you go to a bar when you're like 12?
They were like, you're Drew Barrymore. We love you. Come in.
Yeah, true.
And then so like Jade would literally say like Oprah was like, where were you, Jade? She goes, oh, I was with her. But like at a certain point, you know, she would go her way and I would go mine. And she was 9 years old. And like Oprah's just like,
it's literally like Lindsay and Dina.
I know, but like she's nine. She like Dina, her, like, at least,
you know what? At a certain point, it's like, I just let Drew do her thing.
But like Lindsay's Lindsay, like that's 17. Like Drew is 9 years old.
I love the idea of being a mother and being like in nine. A bar with your 9 year old. Yeah. I mean, like, she's just gotta go her way. Yeah. I'm gonna go mine. But like, let's meet up later and we'll like Uber home together.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. So I don't know, I'm obsessed.
Drew went through her like crazy 20s phase of like,
oh, I know.
You know, she flashed on Letterman and she was totally. Like acting out and like, I feel being like crazy.
I feel like people just have always been in love with her and so enamored that she's been able to, like, I feel like any other actress, especially at that time, would have been slut shamed to smithereens, you know, and been like,
but she
just transcends all of that.
Yeah, but she's also like comes from like deep lines of Hollywood royalty. So yeah. She cannot, like, she can't be like put into boxes that other actresses that don't have any sort of like famous ties.
Yeah, you're right.
With their family.
Like, but I also think people just are generally invested in her. Like,
but she's untouchable. You can't, because she's literally so well connected that you can't like destroy her.
I don't know. I think anyone could get destroyed.
I don't think when you're that connected. Let's
Olivia Munn's face looks so different because of Japanese potatoes. I love that shady headline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have some great reader mail week. Yeah.
Give me more.
One of the readers writes us, "Hi, Lauren Ryan."
Who?
Hi, Lara and Ryan.
Oh, I thought she said Lauren.
No. Hi, Lara and Ryan. So recently my sister started dating someone and they've gotten pretty serious over the past 6 months. You would think that that's not such a big deal and normal, but she never dates and he's not exactly chic. Even my parents are a little apprehensive as he has a slightly backwards accent and loves West Virginia University.
Bart. Ooh, wow.
Recently, we had dinner for my dad's birthday, and afterwards he says to me in a tone that sounds like someone just ran over their dog, "Well, I guess he's around to stay, huh?" One of the reasons that I have a tough time connecting with him is because he doesn't drink and is slightly on a high horse about it. I always get in a huff about it. Now, this is where the babe comes in. On one of the episodes of the pod that I binged, somewhere amidst dry January, I want to say, I got the impression that Ryan had gone sober, lols, and immediately I was like, oh God, another one of my faves down. At that precise moment, I thought, wait a second, is it babe of me to be mad at someone for not drinking? Like, why does the fact that Kim Kardashian works out like a fiend but won't let herself enjoy a glass of bubbly enrage me? Why does an arbitrarily sober person make me mad? Am I babying out? Wanted to get your thoughts on this and experience and also check in to see if I'm being a psycho babe.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. First and foremost, I want to assure you that Ryan O'Connell will never be sober.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
That's true.
It's really
Ryan
funny.
O'Connell goes through sobriety periods are really trying for him, last for 4 days.
It's really funny that you mentioned about getting mad at people for not drinking, because Jonathan gets mad at me when I don't drink.
Yeah. That's not true.
Justice.
Anyways, it's true.
That is true.
It is true.
That's not.
No, Laura has seen it.
You don't drink to troll others.
No, I drink. I don't drink to like. To
you
to
are,
clean,
but you come, but you just,
and you don't support me.
No, that's a lie.
That's a lie. I fully support you. By the way, I drink. Sorry, cameo appearance by Jonathan. Welcome. I'm justice for me. I finally get to speak up for myself after being dragged to filth on a regular basis by Ryan O'Connell on this fucking podcast. So I fully support you. In fact, I would argue that I'm currently more sober than you are, and have many nights where I don't.
That's true.
That's true.
So
it's true.
Justice for Jonathan. It's being served, honey.
Love. So yeah, Ryan's a liar. He drinks when he stops drinking and will say he's going on a cleanse, which normal.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You're like, I'm cleansing or I'm detoxing.
Detoxing.
Yeah. Same diff.
Whatever.
And you're not. You're just not drinking and not and just being a troll about it. Like, it would be one thing if you were like, oh, I don't want to drink tonight, I'm not in the mood. But like, you try and paint it as though you're doing something healthy, and really you're just like not in the mood to drink. Because you don't drink, you'll not drink for like 3 days and you'll be like, oh my God, I haven't drank in so long. It's been 3 days.
But the question
and you have
is,
a lot of drama.
The question is that he's asking, or she or whatever, Is it weird to get mad at people? Yeah, kind of. I mean, you know what? I have been there where it's like you go out for dinner with a friend, like, and they're like, "Oh, I'm not drinking." You're like, "Oh, that's kind of annoying." Like, it's like kind of like, okay, you know what I mean? But it's fine. It's like
if they're doing it like you do it, where you kind of are on a high horse and like very self-important and that's like self-congratulatory, cool. Then it's like shut the fuck up.
Wait, this reminds me so much, though.
If you're doing it, it's just like you don't want to drink or like sometimes you don't. I think it is a little babe to get mad at them.
It's funny you say this because like my family doesn't drink. Like my dad is a teetotaler. My stepmom is. My mom is an alcoholic and doesn't drink anymore. And my brother doesn't drink, but last night at dinner, he ordered a cocktail and it was like a true babe. Like I was like shocked because they actually have shaded me before because like I like just didn't used to drink because I was like, they judge me. They truly judge me. When they
like
went out,
you would go to dinner with your family, you wouldn't drink at all.
Yeah. There's two elements at play. Number one, they are extraordinarily cheap. So if you don't drink, let me tell you, when you're not drinking, your bills are going to be low, yeah. low. Alcohol costs so much money.
I know,
so
and that's been my MO, which is why I don't drink as much, too, because it's like...
So the bill would come, and they'd be like, fuck, like, they'd be resentful because I was drinking, and it caused all this extra money. And then the other underneath is that they're just judge duties, and they don't drink, and they, like, don't understand people that, like, have two drinks at dinner. They, like, don't get that. And, like, there was this one night where... Like, we went out to dinner at AOC and, you know, Jonathan's kind of a lush and, you know, I can be too. And so they were like, but we didn't get wasted or anything like that. I think we had like three drinks each and my family was like shook. Like, they actually talked to me about it afterwards. They were like, that was crazy. You just drank so much. And I was like, oh my God. But anyway, I was really happy that my brother drank last night. It was very confusing for me. And then I found out at the end that his back was hurting and he had taken a Percocet earlier. So I think.
So he was feeling like very free.
That's kind of why he was feeling free. Yeah. He was like in a really good mood all night. And I was like, wow. And he's usually kind of reserved. He's not in bad moods. He's just very reserved, but he was very chatty and very sweet.
Well, I love that.
I might be dosing him daily with Percocet.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So just, I mean. Yeah, just be chill. Just accept. Just accept when people aren't.
But I get it. Like, it's whatever. I get it.
Honey, whatever. I get it. Okay. Another reader writes, "Hi, Lauren Ryan. I've been a longtime fan of yours since I heard you both on Mall's podcast. I identified so much with your episodes. I ended up reading Ryan's book and I'm an avid listener of SEP. Aww. I am 24, living, laughing, loving in Boston. I'm also a gay guy working two jobs trying to pay off my student debt. Ooh. I've had a few recent babe moments, one of which was included getting too drunk and falling on my face, breaking my glasses, and I'm 80% sure I gave myself a concussion. Alas, I have stopped drinking for a bit."
Wait, 80% sure? Has he not gotten it checked out?
I don't know.
Honey, that's a babe.
But the most troubling babe moment I've had involves my workplace. Ooh. I have never been a particularly talented writer. I work in the field of higher education and I interact with students via email mostly. Due to the system we use for tracking my supervisor periodically, checks emails. They have noticed a few grammatical errors as well as spelling errors and are now requiring me to email them drafts before I send them to students.
Oh no.
This truly was an embarrassing moment as I didn't think it was that bad. Part of the issue I have with the entire job is that it does not come naturally to me, which other jobs in the past have. So I need some guidance as to how I can turn this babe moment into a babe moment. I am not in a place to leave this job currently, and I want to be able to be better at everything. Do you have any tips for dealing with a job you don't love and are struggling in? Please help me turn this babe around. Ryan's like, quit. Live your life. You only got one life to live. Go live out loud. I'm like, okay, no. I understand. Everyone generally at some point will have to work a job that they do not love. And I mean, this is a troll, but maybe there are online, courses just like with adult like grammar kind of spelling stuff. Like,
I'll proofread his emails. I'm really good at grammar and spelling.
Okay. I mean, I am too, but I'm not going to, I don't have the time. Yeah. Which is no shade. I just don't. Like, I would if I did, but I don't. So if you want to commit to that.
No, I don't actually want to commit to it.
I knew it.
But I mean, if he has a friend that is really good with spelling and grammar, maybe like send it to them.
Yeah, but I think also like maybe.
But also just spell
there's
check.
There's got to be some like.
Is there spell check?
Yeah, there should be spell check on your emails. And I think also like maybe look into like online courses and don't be too hard on yourself. Like,
oh, I know. He seems like such a sweetie.
This is a sweetie pie.
Oh, darling.
Here's the deal. Is like,
darling.
Hopefully this job is.
Temp.
Temp. It's at the beginning of your career.
Yeah, you're 24.
This is not what you're going to do forever. And like. You're gonna get through it and yeah. You just can't be hard on yourself. And something like how you grow as a person and as like a worker is by identifying your strengths and weaknesses and then playing to your strengths. So you've now identified a weakness, like we all have them. It sucks, but
yeah,
maybe focus on identifying what your strengths are. And then when you're starting to search for new jobs, find something that plays more into those.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. What?
What? I don't know. I'm just thinking.
What are you thinking?
I just think like when it sounds corny, but I feel like you learn more about yourself and the jobs that you didn't like than the ones you did.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a very humbling thing. And I think it like helps you streamline towards things that you are good at. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's, it can be like really helpful.
It can be very helpful because yeah. You identify like what you don't even
do.
Yeah. You identify what you can and can't do, but also what you
also,
do
like
and don't
being good
like
at everything. Like I love that he like wants to be better at everything, but also just like, just know that like you might not spelling and grammar might not be like your total journey and like that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not like you're trying to be like a writer.
There's spelling. Yeah, exactly. You're not trying to be a writer.
Yeah. And if you are, then get online and take a course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to be okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
The bottom line is you're going to be okay.
So if you have a concussion.
Yeah. Also, maybe go to the doctor. Out. Hopefully your job at least gets you insurance, yeah. Which makes it somewhat worth it.
By the way, are there any spelling or grammar issues in his email?
There were just like a couple like comma.
Oh, there she goes.
Don't bait me.
Laura is such an editor. You are so.
I am. Well,
you are obsessive, like with spelling grammar.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm a fucking writer, and that's like my bread and butter. So no, whenever I worked with other writers that were like bad, like didn't have good spelling and grammar, I would just be very frustrated because I'm like, this was also the. I mean, I'm taking this reader out of it. This has nothing to do with him. I'm now just going to go on my own journey with like spelling and grammar. And you can like thank your lucky stars that I'm not your boss because I'd probably be a bitch about
it. Yeah, she is a bitch.
But like, I think that if you're a writer, like you should be able to know the difference yeah. between there and there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And your and your.
Yes, of course.
And if you're publishing work as a writer, like online or wherever, those types of spelling errors and grammar errors are unacceptable.
The other day I
And
posted-
when they happen, it's like, it's unacceptable. And anyone, and I've worked with writers that I've been like, can you please like just do a grammar check for this? Like, because so much stuff is getting published with like grammar mistakes and spelling errors and it just is not going to work. Like, can you just like, and they would be like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, but it is if you're, if
yeah,
it's just like, I could argue about this forever and I'm actually right. And so if you're a writer,
you're such a grammar Nazi. The other day, I was posting to Babe, the Instagram account, and they like, I had like, I accidentally left an extra space between words, and I was like, oh my God, I had to go back. And I was like, Laura, see that, she'll fucking flip out.
No, I mean, an extra space, I've like relaxed a little bit, but I'm like, I just am like, it's not
that fucking
hard. I feel
like I'm posting okay stuff to Babe.
What?
The stuff I post to Babe.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay.
Good. I think it's great. And your spelling and grammar is on point. That's yeah. like a spacing issue. No, I'm not as big about. I don't care as
no,
much
No, I'm like
about
really
that.
Good with spelling and grammar.
I'm like spelling and grammar. Like
I was in all the spelling bees and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I had literally like 97%. I was in the 99th percentile like of
spelling,
like verbal communications and like writing and reading comprehension when yeah. I was a child. So some may say I'm gifted.
Some may say you're gifted.
To which I say yes, but
yeah. Okay.
You know, I just have my problems with it. Now, but yeah. I do have
By the way,
empathy.
The reader now is like slitting his wrists.
Yeah, no, but
he's like,
to the dear reader, this has actually been good to give me empathy for people that maybe, I don't know. Am I digging myself in a hole?
Yeah, you are. That's fun.
Okay. Good luck.
Spelled GOOD space L.
Oh, this is in response to our last episode, which we talked about ghost stuff. So we asked ghost? Readers.
Oh, I love
yeah,
ghosts.
We asked readers to like give us some ghost stories. So we got so, a wait, ghost
someone
story.
Tweeted at me. Like they quoted when I said I'm not an atheist because I believe in ghosts, and they said that is like they were like LOL, that is like the best joke you've ever told, and I was like, actually I'm telling the truth.
No, Ryan was telling the truth. That's why no one laughed on the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi babes, it's Kat answering your call for ghost stories. I have a ton of them, but honestly I feel weird including some because they aren't lols and they're just kind of dark and make people scared of me.
Ooh.
Fun fact, one time I had a long back and forth with Megan. Oh. Fun fact, one time I had a long back and forth with a friend via Instagram's DMs and she told me that I sound very gifted, my claim to fame. I was literally the child from a scary movie that would always be having one-ended conversations with myself. I had white blonde hair, big blue eyes, and was super pale. I'd always have awful night terrors, and it was a real issue. When I was little, I always talked about the man in overalls that I saw regularly, and I was scared of him. Last time I remember seeing him, I was like 13, and he was just walking up my stairs. He disappeared for a while. One time when I was like 2, I was in the car on my way to church, lol, and spilled chocolate milk on myself, so the fam had to turn around and try to get back into the house to grab a clean shirt for me. Apparently, none of the doors would open, so my mom, dad, and sister were trying to get into the house, leaving me alone in the car. So the car starts rolling backwards, and my mom yells to my sister, assuming she'd left it in neutral. My sister jumps into the car to try and stop it, but the keys aren't even in the ignition, and the car is in park. I still remember a white lady turning around to me and telling me it was time for us to go, but my mom says when she got in the car, I asked, why did the man in overalls do that? So, record scratch, cut to several years later when I was 20. Oh my God, I'm scared.
I know, this is scary.
My family owns a restaurant in Noble, Oklahoma that's famously haunted. So we have a silly little ghost tour things with some Halloweens where a psychic walks through with groups. We went into the back room and I was sitting next to my friend and she was shaking uncontrollably because it was so cold. She was talking about different spirits that came through and she said, there's someone here. All I see is a man in overalls. And I lost my shit. I said, I think that's me. And she kind of thought I was joking and moved on. And she said she helped him cross over to the other side. After this, I went up to her and told her I was, in fact, not joking. And she told me that he was some grandpa who had a blonde granddaughter my age when he died. And he basically haunted girls like me. She said he moved along to several girls and hadn't visited me since that time I was a preteen. And I mean, yeah, I haven't seen him since. And also, apparently, I was the only cold person in that room. That's literally just one of many crazy-ass ghost stories I have. So enjoy. Sorry if I darked you out.
That's really scary.
That's
spooky.
That is spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah. Also, like, a lady, like, drove you in the car and tried to kill you? I'm unclear.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, like, the movie Poltergeist and how that set was doomed and how, like...
That girl died.
Dominique Dunn got strangled and killed by her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That girl died under, like, such insane TBD circumstances. Yeah. And there were other weird things that happened on that set.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That shit is crazy.
That movie is insane. That's one of my favorite scary movies of all time.
I know, it's
so
good.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's really good.
If I had a child with like white blonde hair, blue eyes, and like pale skin,
I'd
be freaked out. I would be like,
you'd like literally take them to salon. Like, 3 years
old.
No,
I wouldn't take them to salon, but I'd be like, look.
Mothering by Laura Marie Shane Halls. Look, kid, you look like a little freak.
I'd be like, look, you're a chic freak, and I need you to be real with me. If you ever see any spirits or ghosts, like, I want to be clued in, and you do not lie to me about this kind of stuff, and we need to have, like, a circle of trust and communication.
Yeah.
And I need you to tell me, like, everything that's going on if you're channeling the other side. Which you might not be, but you look like you could be, so I'm going to need you to be straight up with mommy, okay?
Mommy.
You need to tell mommy about the things that you see.
Fair enough.
I just want like an honest flow of information between me and my ghost child. So yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. Well, love and light. I'm glad the man in overalls left you alone.
Also, I would just like scream if anyone approached me wearing overalls.
Yeah.
Ghost or otherwise.
Okay. Someone writes us, hi, Lauren, Ryan. I'm writing to tell you both that I'm a huge fan of the podcast and have been a Ryan O'Connell fan since his Thought Catalog days.
Oh, an OG.
So glad you both started this podcast journey because it literally makes me lol. So anyways, On the coming out episode, Ryan briefly talked about a time when he was dating a guy in college and didn't realize the guy was uncircumcised. It reminded me of a similar situation I recently found myself in. I dated my high school boyfriend for a year. We didn't have sex, but we did all the other things. I liked him a lot, and then he broke up with me to date some other girl who sucked, which was truly tragic because mostly because I was way cooler and hotter than him, but whatever. I soon after started dating a hot drug dealer, so I got over it.
Lol.
Fast forward roughly 10 years when I find out my friend from college is seriously dating my high school boyfriend's older brother. Not that weird, but definitely worlds colliding moment. My friend from college loves to talk about sex, so naturally we were talking about penises one night. I shared that I'd never touched or seen an uncircumcised penis. My friend was like, "Yes, you have." And I was like, "No, I haven't." And she was like, "Well, that's weird that the Jones family... Well, that's weird that the blank family would circumcise one of their sons and not the other." And that's when I realized the very first penis I'd ever seen stroked and sucked was indeed uncircumcised. It really shook me. I felt like I didn't even know myself. JK, that's dramatic, but it was pretty wild realization to come to circa 10 years later after my first sexual experience. But I guess it made sense since I never really saw him naked. We just hooked up in each other's basements and always had at least one to two articles of clothing on at a time because parents. Anyways, that's my truth and my uncircumcised surprise.
I mean, yeah, I feel like when you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, here's like a little addendum.
Oh.
P.S. I'm currently a babe that has learned to forgive my former babe self. Live, laugh, love, and forgive yourself, right? I'm engaged to a gorgeous, sweet, kind, patient, all-around, aww, wonderful Midwestern boy who I adore and with whom I have a wonderful and fulfilling sex life. He cooks for me and was supportive of my decision to go on meds, so, like, what else could you ask for?
Oh, my God, sweet.
Love. Aww. It is all live, laugh, love, and forgive.
It is.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm obsessed. I've gotten actually weirdly a lot of like uncircumcised like
dick pics
stories and no uncircumcised stories. And then one of my friends was texting me about her uncircumcised. She ripped, had a foreskin rip journey.
No, I can't talk about that because honestly, it makes me want to throw up.
And during they like she hooked up with this guy,
no,
took his virginity, and then they woke up in the
stop
bed
it
the next day,
stop,
and the bed was
vomit
covered in
no
blood.
No, stop, Laura. I really don't want to talk about
you're
it.
You're not gonna vomit.
I'm gonna vomit. I feel sick.
You're not. Ryan is the
remember
drama
when Vicky
queen
Gumbelson like she tries to vomit? Remember that? When she's traveling.
When Vicky's always like that's Ryan. I know that he's not going.
Vicky!
Yeah, and then I guess it just ripped while they were having drunk sex, and he didn't notice, but there was tons of blood. And then her
he probably was like, "Did you get your period?" She's like, "No."
Yeah, it was like very.
It was very, very.
It was very, very. Let's do one more. Okay.
What?
Hey, babes. Longtime reader seeking advice around a stressful situation. In June, I'm going to be moving in with one of my oldest friends who I've lived with successfully in the past. I'm coming out of a very strained and toxic roommate relationship, so I've been super excited about this. Weird thing, though. My new roomie's boyfriend develops data mining apps on Facebook that help advertisers and politicians target people with ads.
Oh, no.
Supposedly, he was curious about how Facebook collects information on trans people, so he used his weirdo developer privileges to access all this information about me, including my legal name, old pictures of me, when I came out and started
what
using a new name and pronouns, etc. He also accessed a deactivated profile from high school and trolled through all these pictures and stuff that I haven't even seen in over 5 years.
What the fuck?
There's been tension and a disconnect between he and I for their whole relationship, so I find it a little hard to believe that he did all of that just out of professional curiosity when he could have just chosen any other random trans person, which still would have been wildly inappropriate, but like, lol, especially since my friend protected information about my old name and stuff like that from him. Is it babe to think like he was weirdly checking up on me? I'm really excited about moving in with my friend, but I'm also really not stoked to be leaving one insane roommate relationship and jumping into another one that already has some major trust issues at play. I guess I'm wondering how seriously I should take this and how I would even go about reestablishing trust with him since realistically he could do this again or to any of my friends without me knowing about it. That said, I feel like it would be pretty babe to completely forbid my close friend from inviting her long-term boyfriend over to our house if I decide that I can't move on from this. I literally have no clue what to do. Anyways, apparently he might be going to jail for some other shady shit he did through his job. Again, so this might not
There's always a twist. Always in a twist. God damn it.
So this might not even be that big of a problem. Lol. I guess it would be chill to keep myself anonymous, especially since I'm blowing up his legal spot. But yeah, lol, help.
So wait, I'm confused. Okay. Sorry. How does she know that he did this?
Because I guess he told her.
He told who?
He told her that he did this. Or she knows that he did it.
How?
I guess he told her.
Did she say that? I don't understand.
No, I don't think she said it.
How
does
she know that? I'm confused. How does she know that he did this?
He collected information about her. I guess my guess is he told her. She doesn't explicitly say, but my guess is that he told her that he did this because he was curious about how Facebook collected the information of trans people.
So her best friend...
Her best friend dates this guy.
Yeah, no, totally. But her best friend probably knows this too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. And if I was her best friend, I'd be like, and that was my boyfriend, I'd be like, babe?
Yeah.
I'd be like, can you stay out of my fucking friend's life? What the fuck?
A, I would not date someone that has that power on Facebook because that would creep me out. And Facebook is a fucking creep zone.
Yeah.
As is now like getting widely discovered.
Yeah.
I hate saying this because I don't want to be like rain on your parade about being excited for a new roommate situation, but I would not be roommates with this person based on
Or I would confront, or I'd have your best friend kind of be like, you can't do it. It seems weird to me that this is like out in the open and like.
But this is a person. Okay, so her best friend has a boyfriend who may or may not be going to jail, who like abuses his privileges at work.
No,
I'm like, that's a no for me. Yeah.
Nope.
That's a sketchball. And that's just someone you don't really want to have around or in your life.
Right.
And he should be reported and he should definitely be sent to jail or at the very least fired from his job.
Totally.
Because that's dangerous.
That's fucking weird.
And it endangers her.
I'm curious to see what her best friend thinks about all this. Like, if that was my boyfriend, I'd be like, you know what I mean?
And I mean, I think if you do move in together, I don't know. It just freaks me out that he has access to all this stuff because, like, he could blow up her spot in a public way or, like, dox her or, like, do all this shit. Not to say that he would do that, but, like, I just don't love this situation. And I worry that even if she was to, like, come up with a boundary and be like, you can't have your boyfriend over, then he would get mad and use all this information that he has access to against her.
I agree. It feels like drama.com to me.
Yeah, it feels like a sticky situation, and you could be just, like, walking yourself right into, like, a repeat roommate
drama
situation. And
again, if your best friend is so amazing, like, why is your best friend, like, cool with her boyfriend doing this? I'm confused.
Well,
I don't know, but that's another email.
Another email, and, like, lots of people that I think are amazing date people that are not amazing.
That's the fucking truth.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I would say, like, 90% or 80% of the guys my girlfriends date, I'm like, really? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's hard out there.
It's hard. It's like, ba, 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 this is the sound of settling. Ba, ba, that Death Cab song.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's like, I look at my girlfriends as like truly insanely brilliant, hot goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just feel like they're like with someone who like doesn't hate them. So they basically are like, cool, we'll get married. Like, not get married, but
yeah,
like, cool, we'll be together because like you don't hate me and like you're nice. Like, I'm confused. Like, and it's like, but I'm like, are they lawlers? Like, can they keep up with you? Like, I don't know. Like, and a lot of them can't.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm back to being confused and like not into like dating anyone.
My God, well, that was quick.
I know, it was
all
quick.
Right. All right. Well,
I literally have one bad thing happen and I'm like, well, that's it for me. I'm like, gave that a shot. I didn't like even do anything. I like made out with one person.
But you know, you're bisexual, so you can go date women.
No. And I'm like, maybe I need to just date a woman for
maybe
a while.
Maybe you should.
Because
I'm curious to see. Yeah.
Because truly I'm like, men trigger me in a variety of ways. They're psychotic. I'm like, don't agree with them just on like the principle of the basis. And I'm like, I also don't, I don't know. I have a lot to think about.
I want to get married.
Anyways,
me and Jonathan are house hunting.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. And that's all for today.
Laura can't handle it.
That's all for today. Thank you so much for all your emails, questions. support.
Are we really ending it?
Yeah. Okay. We've been at this for an hour and a half. Okay. It's time to wrap it up. So, no one has time for your like house hunter drama.
Well, we just saw a house. Nope. And it was
No. Goodbye. If you have anything to say, if you really care about Ryan's house hunter drama, please write us an email at babepodcast@gmail.com. Hit up babepodcast.com because lots of exciting stuff is happening there. And if Donate. You feel like you want to support us on Patreon,
which you should,
you can go to www.patreon.com/babepodcast. And there's a bonus episode.
It's pretty funny, too.
It's a really funny bonus episode waiting for you. We'll do one of those a month.
We already have the next one planned out.
We're also going to do a giveaway.
What are we giving away?
Well, I'll announce the giveaway on Patreon, actually.
Okay.
To incentivize people to go there. Okay. So I'm going to be giving away some chic skincare products to really like enhance your life. I have some good stuff that I've actually used and really liked and that
Were you giving them used skin products?
No, I'm not giving used skin products, Ryan.
I don't know.
I'm giving away used that I've used half of. And I'm like, no, I'm not a fucking... I gotta go. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
I'm done.
We're done here.
All right, love you guys.
Hit up Patreon for the giveaway that will be announced later this week. Love and light.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.